In Parshas Maaseh, the second of the two parshiyos that we learned this week, the pasuk says, "Elam Maaseh Bnei Yisrael." These are the travels of Bnei Yisrael, and that is the introduction to the Torah telling us the stories of the travels of the Bnei Yisrael in the desert. The Bnei Yisrael who left Mitzrayim. The Nesivah Shalom brings in the name of the Sefer Megala Mukos that those four words, "Elam Maaseh Bnei Yisrael," that these are the travels of Bnei Yisrael. If you take a look at the first letter of each of those words, then you will see a hint to the four Goliaths that Klal Yisrael would experience throughout history. Ela Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, the first letter of Ela is Aleph, and Aleph stands for Edom. Maaseh, the first letter of that second word, Maaseh. Mem stands for Madai. Paras Madai was the Persian Medea was the Golos of the Purim story. Bnei, the first letter is Beis, which is the first Golos that Klal Yisrael experienced, and that is Bavel. And Yisrael, the Yud of Yisrael stands for Yavan, which was the Greek exile, during which we experienced the Hanukkah story. So the four Goliaths of Klal Yisrael that they experienced after they left Mitzrayim are alluded to in the words Ela Maaseh Bnei Yisrael. And the truth is, this is just one of the hints to these four Goliaths that we find in the Torah. In fact, the Medrash says on the words that we find at the very beginning of Bereishis, where it says that the Aretz is Tov, Avo, Choshech, and Tahom. Tov, Avo, Choshech, Abnei Tahom, Barach, Elokim, Racheves, Abnei Amayim, says the Medrash that the words Tov, Avo, and Choshech, and Tahom, each refer, and the Medrash explains how, each refer to one of those four Goliaths, and the Ruach, Elokim, Racheves, Abnei Amayim, the Spirit of Hashem hovers above the water, that's referring to Melech HaMashiach. Similarly, the Medrash says that when Yaakov had his dream of a sulam mutav artav, a ladder extending downward, Verosha Magia Shemaima, and the top of the ladder extends heavenward, and the Malachi Elohim are olim v'yodim bo, the Malachim are going up and down, says the Medrash what Yaakov saw was the Malachim representing each of these nations, that each Malach went up and they came down, Bava went up a certain amount and then came down, and Madai went up a certain number and they came down. And Yevon went up a certain amount and they came down, each representing the number of, each going up the number of steps that represented the number of years that they would have power of Bnei Yisrael. And the Medrash concludes over there that the Malach of Edom went up and up and up and Yaakov couldn't see and how far it went and how much, how long the Golos would be, and he became afraid. The Medrash talks all about this, but the point is that once again we have hints in the Torah and the experiences that Klal Yisrael or that the Avos or that Bereishis itself, we find hint to the idea that Klal Yisrael would have to experience these four Goliaths. Which raises an obvious question. We all know, ask anybody, why was the Beis Hamikdash destroyed? Why did we go to Golos? Well, we're told it's because of Averos. The first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shfichas Damim, idolatry, adultery, and murder, the three cardinal sins. Second Beis Hamikdash, everybody knows, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, because of senseless hatred, baseless hatred. As a matter of fact, we're saying davening, on Yantif, Umbnecha Te'inu Galina Matzeinu. We went out of our land, we were exiled from our land, Umbnecha Te'inu, because of our sins. But in all these Midrashim, and sources of Chazal, we are being told that really the four Goliaths are, in a sense, preordained. It had to be from the time of Bereishis, from the time of Yaakov, from the words Ela Maaseh Bnei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is destined to experience these four Goliaths. So which is it? Is it something that had to happen? Or is it something that happened as a result of Averos, or B'pnei Chateinu, Golina Me'atzeinu? The way I always dealt with this personally was that the answer is yes, meaning both are true. These are two parallel truths that in our understanding are irreconcilable, but on the one hand, there's a certain destiny that has to unfold throughout history, and that included these four Goliaths. And on the other hand, it's something we have to take responsibility for because it happened because of our Averos. The Nesivah Shalom tries to reconcile the two by saying that Really, these four goalies are preordained. They're built into creation itself. That is to say, that when Hashem created the world, it created with a certain history that has to unfold in a certain way. And the way the history would have to unfold would include these four goalies for Klal Yisrael in order to bring about the tikkun that each of these goalies have to accomplish. However, Klal Yisrael, through their behavior, could override that plan, could shorten the plan, and could shorten and lessen the amount of time they have to stay in goalies. Think of a building project that has a certain plan and a certain schedule of how it's supposed to unfold. But sometimes, and on rare occasions, the contractor can, in fact, speed up the plan and finish ahead of schedule. Klal Yisrael could fix the world, so to speak, ahead of schedule if we would live up to our responsibilities in a really, really powerful way. But otherwise, that has to happen through these four goliaths. Either way, what we're being told is that there's a concept of goals that has to happen, that there's a concept of goals that involves our being in exile in different places in the world in order to accomplish something. And this has to enlighten us and help us understand that goals is not just you were sent into exile because they are various, even though that's true as well. But in addition to that, there's something you're supposed to accomplish in goals. The Netziv says, at the end of Sefer Bereishis, the Parashat Vayechi, where the pasuk says, "Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shva'es reshana," and Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. Says in the Netziv, "Vayechi" doesn't just mean he existed; he survived for 17 years. "Vayechi" means he lived. That some of the best years of his life were those years that he spent in Golus, that he spent in Mitzrayim. And the Netziv says, "This is Masa Avos Simul Banim." This is a hint to the idea that Klal Yisrael would be the same, that Ikur Chiyusam Rov Shnosav Shel Klal Yisrael, that most of the years, that a big, big chunk of Klal Yisrael's history before Mashiach comes, would be in Golos in order to be an Or LaGoyim, in order to be a light unto the nation. The Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Gimel and Beis, focusing on the passage that says, Ki ka'ar baruchas ha-shamayim parasi eschamnum Hashem, that the Navi says, like the four ruchos. Ruchos are winds, ruchos are directions. I have scattered you. I have scattered you. No, Hashem, says Hashem. Says the Gemara in Tainis that the Pasuk is teaching us, Kishem she efshal olam below ruchos. Just like the world cannot exist without winds, Kachi efshal olam below Yisrael. So the world cannot exist without Yisrael. And Rashi there comments and adds to our understanding of the Gemara by saying that just like the world cannot exist without winds, so too the world cannot exist without the Jewish people being spread to the Arba Kafas Aris, to the four corners of the globe. That the world needs Klal Yisrael to be scattered everywhere. And Rashi there goes on to quote the pasuk that speaks about Torah itself, Emlo Barisi Chukav Shemayim V'Aris Lo Samti. If not for my bris, if not for my covenant, nature itself would not exist. That the world needs the Klal Yisrael to spread to everywhere, presumably like the Netziv says, to be an Or LaGoyim, to be a light to the nation. So this tells us that we have to understand that wherever we find ourselves, we're there for a reason. While we have to do tshuva, and while we have to certainly correct the sin of schinam that we have, and we have to repair our relationships, both individually with our families, and with each other, and with our friends, and within our communities, and in between communities, and in between Jewish communities in different countries, and so on, and different sectors of the Torah community, of the Jewish community. We need to get along better with each other, and we need to get rid of the sin of schinam. And of a desire, all exist in different ways that require tremendous tikkun. But in addition to that, there's something that we're accomplishing here, that we have the ability to be the Or LaGoyim, not by preaching and not by telling other people what to do. An Or LaGoyim, a light into the nations, means just like a candle, a light stands in an otherwise dark room, and suddenly the room is not dark anymore. And it sheds light simply by functioning the way it's supposed to. If we function the way we're supposed to, if we act with honesty, with integrity, with midos, with kiddush Hashem, with digduk in mitzvos, with demonstrations of emunah betachon Hashem, If we show the world simply by being who we are, what it means to be Torah Jews, what it means to be the people of Hashem, we can accomplish great, great things. And in fact, we have accomplished great things over history. The world has learned a great deal from us. We need to know that oligarchy doesn't mean how many Nobel Prize winners we have. Oligarchy means, have we made the world a better place? Have we brought the world closer to the truth? The Rambam says that the monotheism that exists in the world, even though it's less than perfect, Christianity is far from perfect, Islam is far from perfect, but it's a step closer. It's a step closer because certain elements of truth are in those religions. Those elements are the elements that they got from us. And now billions of people in the world do believe in the idea, at least on some level, of there being one God. Everybody believes on some level the concept of the Mashiach, even though they have misidentified it. Everyone believes that there's a concept of prophecy, even if they have misidentified prophets. This, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Melachim, in halachos that were censored out by Christian authorities, but we do have those texts today. This, the Rambam says, is part of the Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Hashem has a way of bringing things about in order to move the world closer to the truth. And part of that plan is we being who we are and shedding light to the rest of the world. Something that we always have to be cognizant of, sometimes something we always have to be thinking about. Wherever we are, wherever life takes us, wherever our circumstances in life bring us, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in different communities, whether it be in a place where we are being watched or being noticed, we have the opportunity to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. And if we are Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and we do make the world a better place by being role models for the rest of the world, we're accomplishing what we're supposed to accomplish, and certainly we bring Mashiach closer that way. You should be zochet to see Oshem Mashiach, the King of Meher, the Remainer.